إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I want to remind myself and you that there are two worlds. There is a world that we can see, and there is a world that we cannot see. And just like a farmer, if you go to a farmer at the tail end of the dry season, just before the rains are due to come, and you go to the house of this farmer, you will find that there is not much food to eat, and the fields are dry, and the soil is cracked. And you will find that the farmer might be working in a construction site or something, just to get some food on the table for his family. But if you look around the house, you will find that there is a bag of grain. So naturally, you will ask the farmer, why are you suffering? And why are you allowing your family to suffer? And why are you working hard on this construction site, carrying bricks on your head and so on? You have a whole bag of grain in the house. Why don't you take the grain, grind it, make flour and eat the grain, or if it is rice or something, you boil it and eat the grain? There is no need for all this. You've got one bag of grain. It is enough to last you till the monsoon. So why are you suffering? What will the farmer tell you? The farmer will tell you, you do not understand agriculture. And he will say that I prefer to work on the construction site and so on and wait for the monsoon, but I will not eat this grain. And then you will see something even more ridiculous, and that is that as soon as the monsoon comes, as soon as the rain comes, this farmer will take this good grain and instead of eating it, he will throw it in the soil. He will take this good grain and instead of eating the grain, he will throw it in the soil. And of course, because we do not understand agriculture, we think that this farmer is mad. He is crazy. He had the grain in his house and he was not eating it, and now even worse, he takes this grain and he throws it in the soil. But the farmer is content, and the farmer says, you don't understand agriculture. And then he will explain and he will tell us that the reason I did not eat the grain and the reason I took the grain and threw it into the ground, apparently losing it, was because that grain will give me the harvest with which I and my family and many others will eat for the whole year. If I had eaten that grain, then we would eat for 1 month and then we would starve for the whole year. But instead of eating the grain, when I threw it in the ground, which we call planting, we eat for the whole year. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that this is the nature of this dunya. This dunya is the field for us to plant. This dunya is not the place for us to eat the grain. This dunya is the place for us to create the harvest. Not to eat for 1 year, but to eat forever. And that is why the key is not to disconnect with the dunya, but to connect with the dunya for the right reasons. This is the confusion in the minds of people. You have people who connect with the dunya for the wrong reasons. And there are other people who think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this dunya to disconnect with the dunya. If we are supposed to disconnect with the dunya, then why come into the dunya? To do what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us to disconnect with the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to connect with this dunya for the right reasons. This dunya is the field for us to sow, to reap in the akhirah. And that is the reason why we began this program with asking you to make a balance sheet. You remember that? Make a balance sheet. What have you sowed? What have you planted till now for which we expect a return from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because in that bargain there is no crop failure and there is no, it's all guaranteed. Guaranteed. Minimum 1:10. And then as I always say, my Rabb and your Rabb is not an accountant. Allah does not count and give. Allah gives with ghairi hisab. So I remind myself and you that if we accept and if we agree that this dunya is the place for us to build our akhirah, we are not in this dunya to disconnect with the dunya. We are in the dunya to connect with the dunya for the right reasons. And what is that right reason? The right reason is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The right reason is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we get the reward in the akhirah. And if we accept this, then naturally, we have to keep track of this. There is no investor in the world, good or bad, who invests but does not keep track of the investment. It makes no sense. If you are saying, I'm investing, and then you ask somebody, you know, you invested, what did you invest? I invested in real estate. Okay, very good. So, where is this land? No, it is somewhere in the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes no sense. Where is the land? You bought some land. Where is the land? Here are the papers. Here is the land. Here are the Google coordinates for this land. Similarly, you say, I invested in shares. And you say, how many shares? Oh, I got lots of shares. What do you mean lots of shares? How many shares? Which companies? You know, I lost all the share certificates. I don't know where it is. Doesn't happen, right? Similarly, the sign of yaqeen in the akhirah is that we track our investment. And each one of us has to ask ourselves and say, what is my investment that I made? On a daily basis. Daily basis. Alhamdulillah, you are in a program where your day begins. Your day itself begins with minimum of three. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this entire time from morning till night that we are here, because we are only here for the pleasure of Allah, and we are only here to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are only here to focus on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count all of this time as ibadah, inshallah. But even if we just look at pure ibadah in the sense of salah and tilawatul Quran and tazkiyah and reminders and so on, bismillahi ta'ala, from 3:30 to 6:30, 3 hours of solid ibadah, your day begins with that. When was the last time that all of us sat, or any of us sat for 3 hours of ibadah in the beginning of the day? Most people have trouble even playing Salatul Fajr, which takes 10 minutes. Where do you do 3 hours or 2 hours? But one of the purposes of this LEC is to prove to you, not by telling you, but by showing you in your own life, that it is actually possible for you to begin your day with a significant amount of ibadah. I'm not saying every day has to be 3 hours, maybe 2 hours, maybe 1 hour, but a significant amount of time. Your day begins with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is possible, not because somebody told you, but because you did it yourself. And the purpose of this is not so that tomorrow is the last day of the program and then, salam alaikum, until No, the idea is inshaAllah al-musta'an, and I'm not forcing anybody to say, but up to you. InshaAllah al-musta'an, let us make this niyyah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in this niyyah and to help us with this niyyah, that inshaAllah, from today until the last day of our lives, we will begin every day with a significant amount of ibadah, inshaAllah. And that's the investment to track. So we say, alright, so what was my investment yesterday? Track this investment. What did I do for the sake of Allah? Just ask this question and teach your children to ask this question. From the earliest stage, ask this question, what did I do today to please Allah? Just one question. What did I do today to please Allah? Let us ask this question to ourselves and let us teach our children to ask this question. What did I do today to please Allah? Whether it is salah, whether it is speaking nicely to somebody, whether it is helping somebody, whether it is giving charity, whether it is feeding someone, whatever it is, whatever it is, we are not saying it has to be a particular thing, whatever it is, but did you or I do something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that consciousness somewhere there in our minds? So track this investment. As I told you, two worlds, this world and the next world. And that is why the incident that I narrated earlier from the incident about Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, where he went to Makkah and he asked, you know, is there anybody, any of the Tabi'in, is there anyone here? And they took him to this Wali of Allah, inshaAllah. And he asked him, he said, why is it that we fear death? Why is it that we dislike to go into the other world? And this person told him, it is why. He said, why are you surprised? What is the need for this question? Why are you surprised? Because you are talking about going from a place which you have beautified and made very beautiful, and you have built your palaces and you have done everything, into a place that you have left desolate. So naturally you don't like to go there because you didn't do anything for that place. So it's a ruin. It's a ruin. So nobody likes to leave a beautiful palace and go into the jungle or into the desert, into a ruin. Nobody likes that. So obviously, you dislike doing that. And he said, on the other hand, if you had spent your energy building that palace, then you would love to go there. You would love to go there. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was passing away his last moments of his life. And he was not well, he was in his house. So Malik bin Marwan, the Khalifa, came to see him. So he came to visit him and he sat with Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And he, you know, he said some nice things to him and so on. And he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you good health and so on and so forth. And as he got up, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, ya Allah, I heard your Nabi say, how many hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Shaykh al Hadith of the Ummah. He said, ya Allah, I heard your Nabi say that the one that you like to meet, the one who likes to meet you. That you like to meet the one who likes to meet you. And then he said, ya Allah, you know that I want to meet you. You know that I want to meet you. And he said, oh Allah, I want you to want to meet me. And before Malik bin Marwan could cross the floor and leave the door, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu passed away. Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. This is the issue of what did you prepare? Why is Abu Huraira anxious to meet his Rabb? Because he expects something good. And that is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did Allah say? يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. What is Yarjullah? The one who wants to meet his Rabb. Who will want to meet? Somebody who is expecting punishment? No. It's not a question of will we meet Allah or not. Everybody will meet Allah. There's no one can escape this. I mean, this is, whether you deny it, you accept it or not accept it, or you prepare, you don't prepare, everyone meets Allah. The issue is, do we want to meet Allah? And who will want to meet Allah? Only the one who expects something good from this meeting. Whether it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or anybody, we don't want to meet someone from whom we expect some evil or some punishment. So how can we put ourselves in a situation and live our lives such that we look forward to this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is this whole effort of this program, whole effort of all those people who are doing the work of deen. Where we have to, this dunya is for the sake of making effort. Ye mehnat karne ki jagah hai. Aaram karne ki jagah nahi hai. The dunya is not a place for relaxation. This dunya is a place for effort. All kinds of effort. There is no single effort which is required. Every kind of effort, but effort. Ye thakne ki jagah hai. Aaram karne ki jagah nahi hai. It is a place to get tired in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we are building. We are building our akhirah. And of course, when we make dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us not in keeping with our effort, but in keeping with His majesty and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us because only He can give us. I make this dua. I said, Ya Allah, give me because only You can give. No other reason. Give me because only You can give. I ask You because there is no one worthy of asking. What do you ask a fakir? What do you ask a fakir? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara ilallah. Everybody is a fakir. I say, I will ask You because only you are worthy of asking. And You give because only You can give. And You forgive me because only You can forgive. لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to forgive, provided you make tawbah. The door of tawbah is open until we see the malak, until we see the malaika. That is not my fatwa. Allah said this in the Quran. Not one place, several places. So we do not despair of the mercy of Allah. We do not deny the forgiveness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us insha'Allah, provided we make tawbah. And that is why the effort in this dunya. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you all of you in keeping with His majesty and grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His treasures for you, so that you can take from the treasures and give to the world. That is why Allah sent us. Allah sent us to take from His treasures and give to the world. Allah did not send us to go begging in the world like beggars. Allah sent us to take from His treasures and give to the world. I ask Allah to open the doors of His treasures for you, so that you can take from His treasures and give to the world. I ask Allah to protect you. I ask Allah to protect this beautiful country. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep all the people in this country safe and make them beacons of guidance for all of mankind. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and to protect your children, not only from the masaib of dunya, but also and even more importantly, from the difficulties in the akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to do all that is pleasing to Him and to be pleased with that. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you with khair from all that is displeasing to Him, so that when you go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go with a beautiful clean slate, without any sins in it, and only full of hasanat, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.